aufzuzappeln!
Du misshörst auch mit dem scheiß Leitling!
Ich gar nicht die Angst!
Hast du dich auch so gewehrt, dass mich alles mit dir getrieben hat?
Ach,
jetzt sie bestimmt in seinem Grab!
Komm,
lach mich los! Verflucht, lach mich los! Die Knochen still, verdammt nochmal! Hier ist ja das gute Stück.
Gemeiner Butto!
Du kennst doch bestimmt den Spruch. Ich will dir das Maul stopfen. Los, putz den Schuh mit deiner Spucke!
It's not true, darling. I love you very much.
It's not true.
You know, dead wounded.
Actually, that one's
far from not
on board. She said he's a germaphobe. He's not into that, you know?
Dagelijks een strijd voeren. Maar waar het om gaat is.
I don't like that idea. No, I didn't. I thought that would be a big problem. I was going to have a rough night, but that one she was very good on. She said.
Riots and civil disturbances are on the increase everywhere. Press reports from around the world show that many such demonstrations, whether peaceably intended or not, have developed into riots, with resulting police casualties, loss of life, and property. There are professional agitators who can inflame tempers and turn peaceful assemblies into bloody riots with resulting anarchy. It can happen here, wherever you are. It's a police problem. Once such a civil disturbance has broken out, there are tactics based on planned employment of necessary minimum force that can be used to bring it under control. What you are about to see are the most basic, important, and effective techniques. The only unalterable fact about civil disturbances is that they are caused by and involve people. As always, the police are on the spot and have to dominate the situation. Crowds at sports events have rioted. People at the scene of an accident can get off.
Dewey, you've been living clean for 3 years now, and it's done you a world of good, has it not?
Look, I know I've had my trouble with drugs in the past, but I'm addicted to coke, weed, booze, lewds, and speed, not LSD. Nobody gets addicted to LSD.
The nation is in chaos. Death and destruction sweeps the country.
Voorwaar, wereldwijd staat de mens voor de afgrond vanwege de armoede en schulden en depressies en oorlogsgeweld en opgelegde fascinaties en haat en liefdeloosheid om de anderen. Velen zien het wereldwijd echt niet meer zitten en zijn moe om zo verder te gaan, ook vanwege de regeringsbesluiten, en willen hun leven beëindigen, en velen kunnen zelfs hun maandelijkse lasten niet meer betalen. En wereldwijd gaan bedrijven en banken één voor één failliet. En het geld heeft nu al bijna al geen waarde meer. En de mensheid zit in een werksysteem van de duivel om zich zo kapot te werken. Voorwaar, alle gebeurtenissen hebben te maken met de vele boze geesten die eieren van slangen leggen in de mensen. Het rijk de duisternis is met de dag alleen maar aan het uitbreiden.
Jongens, ik wil jullie even bedanken voor het kopen van dit shirt, het Stop the Lockdown shirt. Wat een passie, wat een power en overdonderend en overweldigend hoe gepassioneerd mensen zijn om uit deze lockdown te komen. Mensen voelen het. Dit is onnatuurlijk. Dit kan helemaal niet. Ik krijg de hele dag foto's. Ik zie het de hele dag om mij heen. Mensen dragen dit met trots en met overtuiging. Omdat we leven wat dat betreft in een hele gevaarlijke tijd.
In Oud-Hollands Eiken. Efficiënt en overal ruimte. Praktisch en solide. Soepelopend en sfeervol. Heel sfeervol.
Bij heel wat cv-installaties gaat een groot gedeelte van de warmte domweg in rook op. Toch zijn er tal van manieren om drastisch op stookkosten te besparen. U vindt ze in deze brochure. Vraag hem aan.
Kijk, De vakman kent het geheim van mooie planten. Plantenvoedsel. Thuis geeft men planten op en je ziet hoe prachtig ze ervan groeien.
Vloeibaar in handige flessen en ieder in voordelige potjes. Geef uw planten ook iedere week. Plantenbrieven. Denk u daar eens aan als u het hoger op zoekt naar uw spaarrente. Want inderdaad, die geven een zeer aantrekkelijke rente. Ze zijn niet op naam gesteld en altijd te koop. Plantenbrieven. Lees er alles over in deze folder. Ontdek het Spaanse temperament in Porto.
Tijdens een boek geschreven in opdracht van en aangevuurd door het Centraal Westen.
Welk normaal mens laat zijn platen in tegengestelde richting lopen? Zoals ik al eerder vertelde, gaat men van de gedachte uit dat het helemaal niet nodig is dat de tekst bewust gehoord moet worden om de geest te beïnvloeden. De aanval is gericht op het onderbewustzijn. Er schuilt een groot gevaar in zulke praktijken. Misleiding is het terrein van de duivel. Is het overigens niet opmerkelijk dat de platen waarop de terugspoeltechniek is toegepast grotere verkoopcijfers te zien geven? Zou dat uitsluitend aan de betere kwaliteit van de muziek te danken zijn? Charles Manson was een Beatlemaniac en hij geloofde dat de liedjes van de White Album hem drongen tot doden.
Dat werkt sneller en bovendien veel beter met die twee bewegende messen. Kijk maar. De heg wordt er ook mooier en voller van. Onze heggenschuif. Mijn man neemt hem zelfs mee naar zijn werk.
Meneer Van Loo, heel veel succes.
Oh ja, hoe staat het eigenlijk met de service?
Jongens, meneer Van Loo, je wil graag weten hoe het met onze service is.
Toetjes, taartjes en tractaties maakt u extra lekker en luchtig. Vlug klaar, minder vet, smullen maar van taart of vruchten. Koffie, ijs, pudding, moerkop, versiert het lekker luchtig.
Er is een plek op de wereld waar u echt volop meubels kunt vergelijken. Liefst 8 bekende meubelgiganten bij elkaar laten u vrij kiezen in prijs en kwaliteit, zonder stad en land af te reizen. Kijk en vergelijk.
Dewey, get out of here. You don't want no part of this shit.
What is it?
It's medication for erectile dysfunction. It gives you a boner. Not to be used if you have a pre-existing heart condition. If boners last for more than 4 hours, call more ladies.
Well, that does sound tempting. But you know what, Sam? I really don't want no part of that shit.
Did you hear what I said? It gives you a boner.
The Bible, across its many books, serves not only as a spiritual guide, but also as a mirror reflecting the harsh realities of the human condition. It candidly warns us about the evil and cold nature of the world, emphasizing the existence of treacherous individuals who, despite receiving kindness and generosity, may still betray trust and goodwill. This theme is prevalent throughout the scriptures.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, I arise to establish my legal right and dominion over this region and over every territory which you have given me jurisdictional authority. According to Daniel 9 and 4, you are the only great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you and to them that keep your commandments. I appeal to the God who said in 2 Chronicles 7, 13 to 16, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin. I will hear their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto their prayer that is made into this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there. I declare that this place is sanctified. I present my body as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer. Make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. I confess my sins and the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. I declare I have a free passage for my prayers to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. I come into agreement with the supreme good of heaven. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, war from this plane and realm. I declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke. Open every portal and assign angels to reinforce me as I advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms, and territories. Let there be a breakthrough in the heavens. I tap into apostolic and prophetic veins. I shatter glass ceilings. I smash spiritual bars and iron membranes. I declare a breakthrough atmosphere is established. I recalibrate the spiritual climate and decree that every bit of new oneness must be replaced with the fire and the seal of God.
Now, I'm a feller with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a feller that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now, it ain't cause that I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything's gotta stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. On a game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right. The kings and the queens, they just kept on coming around. Then I got a full and I bet it high, but my bluff didn't work on
dat
a certain guy. He just kept on raising and laying the money down.
Now he raised me and I raised him. I sweated blood, I got a sink or swim. He finally called and then didn't raise the bet.
I said, "Ace is full, pal. How about you?" And he said, "Well, I'll tell you in just a minute or two, but right now I just gotta have a cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette." The other night, I had a date with the cutest little girl in the 48 states, a high-bred, uptown, fancy little date. Now, she said she loved me, and it seemed to me that things were just about like they ought to be, so hand in hand, we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a chunk of ice, and our smooching party was going real nice, so help me, Hannah, I think I'd have been there yet. But I give her a kiss and a little squeeze, and she said, "Tex, excuse me, please, but I just gotta have another cigarette."
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
우리 조국의 행운이고 민족의 긍지이며 인류의 영광입니다. 김정은 동지께서 언제나 함께 계시었습니다. 어버이 소령님 영생의 모습으로 계시는 금소산 기념궁전을 찾으실 때마다 선군의 총대를 억세게 들어주고 주체용명 여부를 대르려 계승완송에 나갈 굳은 맹세를 다지고 나신 우리의 김정은 동지이시었습니다. 백도밀림에서 개척되어 그 어떤 천지 풍파 속에서도 끄떡없이 전진해온 우리의 선군 혁명이여.
Dan is de tijd rijp voor de der mensheid. Van grootheid, roem en kracht. Van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met de glorie der mensheid. Die met ons zal zijn. Zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. De glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het volgende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035-83-88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
You know I'm signed to seal and deliver. It's a package containing my heart to Albany to move the rapper. But please don't tear it apart. You tore out my heart when you left me. You left me now so lonely and bleak. Sending my love to you, but to deliver, yeah. Handle it with care, 'cause it's for you. My heart now, talking about my heart now, talking about my heart, talking about my heart, yeah. Talking about my heart, you know that it's fine, seal and deliver, yeah. It's a package, it's containing my heart, to open it. I know you're curious, yeah. Move the wrapper and be, don't tear it apart. My heart now, talking about my heart, yeah. Talking about my heart, talking about my heart, yeah. And oh, I'm talking about my heart. I'm sending you my heart, yeah. I'm sending you your sign. I'm sending it to you sealed now. And I believe that it's been delivered, yeah. Talking about my heart.
You see, welcome.
Yeah.
Hi, let's keep Samos calling.
Hi, hello. I'm from Sierra Leone. My name is Alpha. I'm from Sierra Leone, West Africa, presently in Samos.
Okay. So, you often do the interviews for Samos Calling?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Samos Calling.
Yeah, this is my first time, and I'm happy to be part of it.
Yes, I'm happy to have you as a part.
Yeah.
Jo is the great leader of Samos Calling, and he's kind of doing the directive. So please, begin.
Okay, I met AY a couple of weeks ago. Actually, he was mentioned by his friend Easy K because they share the internet connection. I think Alpha or AY, as he called, he has a very good mobile phone which has the capacity of sharing his internet using a hotspot. Actually, AY has the same Samsung phone as I do, which is not a bad thing at all because we can communicate easily because we use the same machine.
Ha!
AY, how are you doing, man? I think you're sitting in the tent right now, or are you outside?
Yes. Right. I'm doing good. Yes, of course. I'm inside my tent now. If you want me to show you, I will show you. This is my tent.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I see the tent, but the radio doesn't see your tent. So I see a lot of things hanging. I see your clothes hanging on the sides of the tent.
This is me at Easy Place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you describe, can you describe the tent, what it looks like?
Yeah.
Next. I can describe the tent behind the head of AY, and I see a piece of textile, and I see something. Is it maybe a mirror? Do you have a mirror in there?
Yes.
Yeah, it's right, a mirror. Right. Okay. Do you ever work out in your tent? The sound is slow from Samos. The sound is slow from Samos.
All this way, I will find downtown.
Okay.
By ourselves. We need to have to do it by ourselves. No, because the tent we are sleeping. Because the tent that.
Yeah, the sound is not so good.
Clearly.
No, the sound is not so good. Maybe your connection is not strong enough. Clearly. Yeah. Maybe leave this room and reconnect. Can you do that? Leave the room and reconnect.
Yes, we found this mirror on the street. Yeah, I think so.
AY, if you hear me,
okay.
I think maybe it is good if you leave the room and reconnect. I think that's what you just did.
Just did, yeah. Let's hope it comes in back.
And maybe you close your microphone then, Bart, and then we have 1-1. I think Easy K is also on his way, but he's praying now. It's still Ramadan. And we can also call Thompson later on in app, because he has not whereby. Hello. Hey, there's Thompson. Hello.
Samos calling. Yeah, let's get them stopped.
That was Daniel. Okay.
No matter how or where, now and then, recharge their phone. Get credit, no more alone. Stay connected and break out. Donate a little, let's get loud. Give that call in your spare time. What's your message? Drop your rap. Let's keep Samos calling.
Okay.
Hey, I'm here with Easy now.
Okay. Hello, guys.
Hi.
All right. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that we can talk now on air. I think we have the go-ahead from Bart. He is silent now. That's easy, because then we can talk. Okay. Anyway, thank you for showing us the tent you're in. And now having you together is a very nice moment, because we talk about Samos calling and we talk about the future. And as we know, Easy K, you are free to move off the island. You are free to break out, right?
Yes.
And you must leave your friend AY behind.
Definitely. Yeah.
That is not easy.
Yeah. I will meet him for the meeting.
How can we do to stick together?
with communication,
you have to get also, you know.
All right.
Communication is the most paramount thing. As long as there is communication, it's like we're together. Because you can communicate every time we have to communicate with each other. Same like video, like you I'm seeing you right now. It's like we are together right now.
Because that's true.
Yeah. So the communication is the most paramount.
Yeah.
As long as we keep in touch, it's like we are together. No problem about it. You know?
Yeah.
Although I can miss him because of we used to share, you know.
It is even the one chicken.
We eat together, all that. You know?
Okay.
Now he's preparing food. Here he's preparing food. Here in the kitchen.
Okay, that's a nice cooking.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me.
10 minutes for prayer.
All right. Please tell us about the last days that you spent some time together with Ingeborg. What did you do together?
Well, I appreciate Miss Ingeborg. So it was a private visit. You know, she has been promised, but I just see her that day. You know, I'm so excited that day when I see her. You know, Miss Ingeborg is one of the best madam in the whole world, man. It's a blessing to be here, man.
You know each other for a long time, but you never meet in reality.
We never meet in reality. The first time to meet in reality, we have met on Facebook, we chat, do a lot of things, never seen me before. She's done a lot, you know. So I appreciate her for that effort that she's done for me, you know. She's a nice woman, you know. So this is the first time that we see each other on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah,
and what happened?
A lot, you know. Since I came in this island, she's the first thing to put me in the car and drive me around the town. You know, I'm feeling pride, all that. You know, being in a hotel, go to the beach, having a nice time, all that. Feel me?
I hear Menno now. Maybe close the mic. Thank you.
Hello.
Okay, yeah, but tell me, what was Ingeborg doing in Samos?
Well, we done a lot of things, you know, doing some videos, you know, doing some performance, they video me, take some documentary, you know, all that. And also took me to a market, a Chinese marketplace, bought me some bags, you know, all that. Yeah.
The goodies.
Easy K. Yes, ma'am.
You tell me, what is the message you sent to Europe? You had this opportunity meeting Ingeborg and this delegation, this investigation from the European Parliament. They talk with you, you show them around. Now, what is your message to send to the European Parliament?
Well, first of all, I will first thank the madam that came from the European Parliament, who is Madame Altinda, for the great moves that she done for all the refugees, you know, which is a great thing that she done to stop this pushback, which is not good, you know. It's not good. Like we Sierra Leone, we have this horrible situation, but push back our brothers, we lose them by the sea, you know. It's not good. So when I hear that there is someone that come from the parliamentarian from the European Union that cannot address this issue, I hope this will be a stop. And we need a stop, which is not good. If they don't need these people, let them block them from Turkey. Instead of came to Europe, them they push them back. It's not good, you know. So when I hear this information that this and Mr. Zila came for this purposely, is good, man. We have to talk to these people. Let these people take things like we are all human beings, no matter the situation. We came here to seek protection. They don't protect. We need protection. We need proper protection. But all in Samos, like for all that have a positive answer, like we need more. We need more empowerment. We need more empowerment. They need to fast track our process. They need to fast track our process. Like for me, I'm a great example. I received my positive decision since December. I don't receive money again from the United Nations, which is horrible. I don't have nothing else to afford. You know, I'm still in the same situation because these days they said unless I pay for my passport. But I don't need. Yeah. I don't have no money. I don't have no money to pay for passport unless I do a fingerprint, which is not good. You know, where can I afford money? There is no work facility in this island. You know, and also we have a thing that I said Elias program. When you have a positive decision, you have to follow Elias program for taking your house. Unless you pull your own money, then you rent a house. Some of us, we have this supposed to rent a house, you know, unless they give you a money in your account. Some of us don't have this support, which is horrible. So we need a step of this. If they already give you a residence, but they don't give you the house, they don't take for you the house, then if you start working now, if they stop this facility for you, it's good. But without working, they said, let you take a money and rent a house for yourself. Then you give them the contract. Some of us don't have this support. So if it's possible, I need the European Union to look up at these things, you know. Let these people think for the privileged person down there. We have large privileged person that don't have no money to take a house. Then, when you have a positive decision, they said you should leave the camp after 30 days, which is all not good. So all this, we need this as a stop, you know, because I discussed with different personalities here, different nationalities. We have some people that been staying in this camp for 8 months. If they have positive decision, they have nowhere to go because of why they don't have money to rent a house in the mainland before Elias give them money, you know, which is not good. You see, we see all of these things. Some of them don't receive money again. We don't receive money from the United UNHCR, and also we don't collect camp food as well. As soon as you have a positive decision, all of these things, we lack of them. How can we live in this island, which is not easy? So this is the situation.
And then we are also talking about people who have two negative decisions, two rejections of their asylum request.
Two rejections, it's all the same. It's all the same. Although, if I may say, they have the worst, because sometimes when police catch you, you have two rejections, you don't appeal. When police catch you, they will take you to prison. Yes, they will take you to prison when you have two rejection. They're living a horrible situation. Some of them want to commit suicide because of why? They don't have hope again. They don't have hope, you see? Which is not good, see? As long as someone came here to seek protection, I think they have to accept them and do their best to help them, see? It's not really easy for them. The people that are in this situation, you know,
we will talk about it. We will talk about it, because when we collect the money, we want to collect also the money to give phone credit to the people who are suffering from the situation, which is even worse because they have two rejections. Yes,
definitely. Like the last distribution we do, we register many of them that have two rejection. We register many of them. They came with their papers. We see the two rejection. We register many of them. I have them more than 30 in my list right now.
Yeah, we're talking about the new list for the new round of collections. Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. I think it's time for your prayers now.
Definitely.
I want to thank you.
Yeah.
One last question. What is your personal next move?
Well, for now, I've been prepared to move after the Ramadan. We finish next week, Tuesday. Maybe at the weekend, I will leave, if it's possible. I will leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, man. Thank you.
That's all right. Bye.
Yes, Jo, you're on the air, but now via WhatsApp. And Thompson is coming.
Hello.
But Thompson is still calling.
All right.
Samos calling.
Nou, gooi de jingle calling, er nog maar een keer
calling,
in.
Calling.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, jingle, let's get them stuffed up and rip your pop up, no matter how or where. Now
we krijgen we nu, yo?
Recharge that phone.
I'm here.
No more alone. Stay connected.
We got Thompson.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, Thompson.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just talked with AY and EZK about the situation in general. And now we are hearing Thompson. Yeah, yeah, Thompson, you kept the books. You were doing the administration at the last round of phone credits handouts. Can you tell us how everything went along?
Yeah. Actually, we distributed the phone credit to the people that their name was on the list. So I believe everybody that the name was on that list succeeded to have his credit. And I discovered that there are many more people we reject, and like two rejects that they are not even in the WhatsApp group. And I believe those are the kind of people you intend to help. So I tried to take some of the names down and I sent to you and their pictures with their paper of reject. And there are so many. And right now, I even do like two videos I sent to you and you see them. And I believe you hear their condition, what they are facing right here in the camp in Samos, Greece. So
yeah, I see it.
So many, they are disturbing me about the year that I'm taking down names of phone credit. I tell them they should wait, and because the one I give to Ezekiel, he has not yet had them in the group, so I tell them to go and meet Ezekiel. So I cannot like continue because I believe that put me in problem to see people coming to my tent to ask me, you give credit. I said, they should be patient and go and see Ezekiel.
Yeah, I see. It's not an easy job to make this list and to tell people to be patient. That's true. That's not easy.
Yeah, one thing I want to say, there are people, they are not collecting money, but they have residents. There are people that they are not collecting money, they have reject, and there are many which, if we can see detail, if we can go deep, these people that have reject, they need to be opportune more than the one that have resident. Because when you have resident, you have opportunity to leave this island and go and work. You maybe go to find work, but the people have reject. You cannot leave and you are not earning money. How can you survive? So their own chances is too high for them to maybe to be the one to achieve this. Even my own credit, I didn't use it. I give it to someone. I told you this.
Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah. Yeah, we should decide together how we distribute everything in a fair way, you know? And I think you're right. The most needy people need the first credit. That's obvious.
Yeah. You know, I understand about this needy.
We cannot make everybody happy in one time, you know?
Yeah, I understand, because I understand about this needy stuff. I also do this, so I know how it be. We give to people, we give what we have. That is my motto. I give what I have. I don't give what I don't have.
Yeah.
So
We just have to find a way to move on together, you know, and see if we can make more people able to communicate. And then I think, it's not EZK, because EZK is leaving. We have to work a way out together as a team with AY and you and me and Khalid and, everybody together.
Yeah. I told you earlier as this is concerned, the only role I can play is for me to point out and fish out these people with reject. You know that this man is having this reject, and before I do something, I try to do like a short video so I can send to you, so you will listen how the person is feeling, and that is the only way me I can help. That is what I told you. I don't have enemy like me, because I'm not working that I will volunteer myself, give the person credit. No, I always like to organize the people, and I know this man have reject. This man, yes, when I would say be patient, I know when they send the credit, have, because what I know now, the names that I put on that list is are people with clear evidence with reject. I will keep this list. I still have this list in my phone. Even when they send credit, their names are not in that. You will add the names. The few people that they have not received, they are still in that group. We add the people with these people to give them the credit.
Yeah, that's okay.
Because
that's
not
okay.
Everybody will just be in that group every month. They are filling his phone with phone credit, which there are so other many people that they are in this same country. Most of them, they didn't even know this project. When they see us, they started asking what is going on. I was trying to explain, you have reject, yes, you not take money, yes. Show me your reject paper. They bring it clean and so clear to me. Even that lady that was here with Ezekiel, I tell her to snuff this people. I also did it with my own phone. I sent to you. You should see it, I believe.
I see it, yes. And we will publish it on the website.